This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, Jordan was talking about this a second ago. Some of the stuff that people keep spending on despite higher prices. Consumer packaged goods is high on that list. Shampoos, laundry detergents, diapers, razors, and so on and so on. Demand there has been pretty resilient, even with prices where they are. The consumer packaged good conglomerate Procter & Gamble released quarterly earnings this morning. Sales were up a bit, but they were short of expectations due in part, the company says, to, wait for it, higher prices. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Even though sales were up for P&G, it wasn't really because more consumers were buying their stuff. It just cost more. And in some parts of the business, prices drove down sales. That matches trends Natalie Gallagher, principal economist at forecasting firm Previdiri, is seeing from consumers.
They're experiencing a lot of price fatigue. They might have taken price in stride a little bit more in 2022 and even into 2023. But we're absolutely seeing that consumers are really responding to the weight on their wallets.
And they're responding in several ways, says Charmaine Adiran, a professor of marketing at Bryant University in Rhode Island.
Some consumers, they're, you know, use products more sparingly, right? Or reduce the frequency of their purchase to manage their budget.
Consumers are also looking for more sales.
Using coupons or maybe even buying in bulk during promotions to kind of mitigate the impact of these price rises.
Others are giving up and switching to private label brands. But when you're as big as Procter & Gamble, you can fight back.
Because P&G is able to spend the type of dollars they spend in marketing, they can keep themselves ahead or at parity with the private label brands that are in that category.
Phil Kafarakis is president of the International Food Service Manufacturers Association. P&G has increased ad spending by 14%.
They're not going to lose too much market share. They might be more aggressive in one quarter versus another and then back off because I think they have that flexibility and that keeps them in the game.
Because at the end of the day, if you really like your shampoo and you can afford it, you'll probably just stick to what you like, even if you're bitter about the price. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.